This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, how you doing, kiddos? It's 2018. Did you know that? Look at that. Bernie Kerik and Georgie Borman just jumping right off the screen at you, because that's what they're going to do tonight as they join us live for Radio Night Live, coast to coast across the country. Kevin McCullough. Honored to be with you and to be beginning our 10th broadcast year of Radio Night Live, or some form of Saturday night broadcast, including Kevin McCullough. Many of those early years were conducted with a buddy who joined us last week for the first time in many a week, Mr. Stephen Baldwin. But this will be our 10th broadcast year in Saturday night primetime. And we're just so excited. Thank you. Welcome aboard. We've got a big year planned for you. I hope that you're going to stick with us. Did you know that this is an election year? Yep. And I don't know. Is there anybody that's unhappy with the guy in Washington? Do you think anybody's going to be like gunning for maybe some Congress seats or Senate seats or anything? Anyway, it should be kind of interesting. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. Let me tell you about what's going on tonight, though. Put up the big board, Nick, if you've got it, and one of those flashy new backgrounds. These guys, they went off and they got some cool things for me. If you're watching on Biz TV tonight, you're going to enjoy it, because you're going to have all kinds of super effects that you've never had before. But you see to the far left of your screen, those of you watching by way of radio, just imagine to the very far left of your screen, not in politics, just in where his picture is. He's the former NYPD commissioner. He was there on 9/11, and he stood a post and helped this city remain calm during a very tough time. He's got some very strong opinions about those special counsel investigations that keep getting bantied about and extended and spending more money and so forth. He's written a very compelling piece at Newsmax.com this week. We're going to talk to Bernie about that and some other things related to the law enforcement process that this administration is dealing with. And then we're also going to, in hour number two, the Ladies Lounge, still a steady feature of Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Georgie Borman back with us tonight. She's a senior contributor to TheFederalist.com, and she wants to talk net neutrality. She wants to talk, did you hear that ridiculous story about the NASCAR driver that had a conversation with his nephew who was wearing a dress, and he was like, little boys don't need to be wearing a dress. And then he put it on social media, and of course the social media mafia came after him and said, oh, he was bullying his kid and so forth, and then he was forced to recant and all this stupid stuff. Anyway, she wrote about that, and she has an opinion about football. And let's give it up for any lady that comes in the ladies' lounge that wants to talk football. We welcome those around here, that's for sure. So we'll get to all that and more. It'll be a lot of fun before the evening is done. And your phone calls are welcomed all the way through. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Again, being brought to you by some fantastic partners like MyPillow.com, BalanceOfNature.com, Landmark Capital, and several others that you're going to hear and get to know as we go through the course of the year. And I've got some good news to report. When we last left you before the end of the year, we were doing everything that we could possibly do. We wanted to try to do everything that we could to rescue some 48 Sudanese slaves. These are southern Sudanese Christians that had been enslaved by northern jihadists. Christian Solidarity International is our partner that we were working with on this. I've just got to say, you blew me away. You blew us all away, because you didn't want to rescue 48. You wanted to rescue 91. And because we did nearly twice as many as what we had hoped for, there are that many more people that are tonight, headed toward their families for reconciliation. They are getting they're getting some needed treatment following being released as slaves. They are being taught sometimes, in some cases, how to read and some additional skills, and they are being shown how to help plant crops and manage a female goat that they're going to be receiving as part of the gift that you gave. So 91 people's lives completely changed because of what you did with us, all of us working together. My family was involved. Some of the people on staff here got involved. But we did it together. And because we did, 91 slaves were released. Our original goal was 48. Thank you for giving, for being so generous. Mike Lindell, I just got to brag on him for a second. He called in and matched one night. You might remember he called in and he was going to match everything we did in the second hour. And lo and behold, we did 10 slaves in that hour. Now, they were $250 each. And so that was a $2,500 gift. When I called to tell him how we had done and so forth, and he called his gift in, I didn't know this. He gave a $3,000 gift. So he added two more slaves to the matching gift that he gave. And I was so touched. Everybody that heard about our cause believed it was just a great thing to do. And so thank you. Thank you to every single one of you that picked up a phone and got involved. Now, let me take you through some of the stuff that's making news tonight. I was up early this morning. I don't like doing that on Saturdays, and I really don't like it when it's like 4 degrees outside and I don't have to be up and there's nowhere to go. But I was looking at some of the headlines, and I tumbled over to the Drudge Report. Do you know the Drudge Report? It may be the most influential news site on the internet. Well, the Drudge Report had this series of headlines, and they were all bunched up together. And when you looked at them, you look at any one of them, and you go, "Wow, that's a cool reality." And then I realized there's six of them in a row. Now I screen grabbed the shot, and I gave it to Nick. I said, "Nick, put this on the screen for us." Now look at this. Here's six headlines that are all on the front page of Drudge. They were as of like 8 o'clock this morning. Number one headline there: stocks set new records. Well, we knew that. We've been having David Fisher on. He told us stocks were in bull market territory. They, by the way, they broke this week 25,000 on the Dow Jones. That's never been seen before. And it was only 23 days since they had broken 24,000. I mean, it was the shortest time in history they had gone from a 1,000 level to another 1,000 level in the Dow Jones. But anyway, stocks set new records. Now, look at the headline right under it. Federal government cut 16,000 jobs in 2017. What is that? Why is that good? Because I contend all these headlines are great news. That's good for this reason. If the federal government comes in and goes, "You know what? We've got 16,000 people sitting here sucking up taxpayer dollars for payroll that we're not keeping them busy," they shouldn't be here. So they cut those jobs out. They changed, they restructured departments. They're cutting the fat. They're making the federal government leaner. That means they're going to be more efficient, more careful with the money that we send them in terms of tax dollars. That's great news. That's a huge win for the American people. Look at the next headline under that. Plus 196,000 more than expected in the manufacturing sector for December. Now, think about this for a second. Manufacturing jobs have been leaving this country faster than you can blink for the last 8 years. They just factories shutting down and going away. When I was in Cleveland at the convention 2 summers ago, the issue there was my hotel was far out from the city. Had to go all the way into downtown to get to the convention. I would take Ubers back and forth, and I would ask every Uber driver that took me, I would say, "What's that factory sitting over there off the highway?" Because you could see them. It's in the heart of Ohio. What's that factory? "Oh, they used to make air conditioners." "What's that place over there?" "Oh, they used to make cars." "What's that over there?" "Yeah, they used to make this and that." I said, "How come there's nobody there?" I said, "It's because they don't work anymore. There's nobody there. That factory got shipped out to India, and that one got shipped out to Guatemala, and that one got shipped out to here and there." I mean, it's just like this is where we had lost our ability to create and to produce. Well, I love that headline. 196,000 more than expected manufacturing jobs in the fourth quarter. Look at the next one underneath it. African American unemployment at record low. In modern history, there are more African Americans now gainfully employed than ever in our in the history of our country. And he's and Trump's only been in office for a year. And under Obama, it was one of the worst records. Like, they were 14% when the rest of the country was like at 8%. But the lowest black unemployment in the history. Real quickly, the next two, Nick. You've got a six-figure construction jobs that are going unfilled. That means if you're a good contractor, you can swing a hammer. You can go make $100,000 a year. They've got those out there. And then look at that bottom one. Food stamp recipients down 2 million. Now, I put this up on my social media today, and I said, hey, this is a really good thing. Look at that. 2 million fewer people needing food stamps this month than they did last year. And someone wrote and said, wow, that's not real. That's just a drop in the bucket because there's still 42 million that need them. And I said, yeah, there were 44 million before. Do you think it's insignificant to those 2 million people and the families they represent that they don't have to be dependent upon the government for food stamps this year and they did the year before? That's 2 million families that have had a world of change in their life. Anyway, good news. Coming back with Bernie Kerik, former NYPD commissioner. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
If you are watching, thank you for being with us tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live is the broadcast, live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, that was a live shot of Times Square where they've got all kinds of crazy ice, you know, out to the side and so forth because of the weather that we've had. And it's still continuing to just, you know, be as cold as can be. But those of us that are used to this weather this part of the year, we're kind of over that. We kind of pick up and move on. What's not picking up and moving on very nicely is the way that the people in Washington, D.C., are dealing with our commander-in-chief, and someone who has concerns about some of the things that are happening there has articulated this in a very eloquent piece in Newsmax.com. And you may remember he was the NYPD commissioner on the day that changed America forever, that horrible day of 9/11, and he rejoins us here on Radio Night Live. Commissioner Bernie Kerik, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Good to have you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin.
When you wrote your piece this week, there were a number of things going on in Washington, and one of the more celebrated ones was that Devin Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee and the DOJ and the FBI and I guess Rosenstein and Mr. Ray were all going to get together, and they're going to have this secret powwow and just decide once and for all what documents they were going to turn over to the House as if they had some choice. And the outcome of it was they basically gave Nunes everything that he asked for. But the House intelligence looking into the Russia collusion is only one of three investigations going on. And you're saying in your piece that these investigations are too many and that they are up to no good. Explain why.
Well, you know what, Kevin? Listen, first and foremost, if you were under criminal investigation by the FBI or the Department of Justice, and they issued a subpoena, and they said, we want A, B, C, D, we want this information, and you stalled them, you deceived them, you suppressed that evidence, you concealed it, they would go into court immediately. They would go into court, and they would have you sanctioned or locked up.
Hmm.
They'd have a federal judge arrest you for noncompliance of that subpoena. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't fathom how the Justice Department basically can break the laws they're supposed to be enforcing and decline to give the congressional oversights the information they want. They haven't, they've not just done this with the Congress and the investigative bodies that's looking at this stuff. They've also done it with their own Inspector General and other investigative bodies, other House committees that are looking at a number of different things. They're supposed to give up that information. They haven't done it. Well, we hear now in the aftermath, since I've written that that piece, I understand Nunes has gotten an agreement from them, which I find bizarre in itself. He's gotten an agreement from them that they're going to give him what he wants.
Well, and I was told, Bernie, I was told that really the only reason that happened was because Paul Ryan came to Nunez's backing and said, guys, if you don't do this, it's going to be the full weight of the House of Representatives coming down on both of you. Now, explain to me, Bernie, and you know this system probably better than anybody else, because not only did you work with some of these folks as a local law enforcement official with the NYPD, but you also have been part of investigations. You've been subject to investigation. You've seen how these bodies have operated in cases that you've worked beside them with in enforcing the laws in New York.
Yeah, but Kevin, it even goes beyond that. You look, in 2004, when I was nominated to take over Homeland Security by George Bush, I became a target of the Justice Department. I had a nanny that I had paid cash to that it was undocumented. That led to a five-year state and federal investigation, ultimately of which I pled guilty to 8 felony charges and was sent to prison for 4 years. I know what these guys do. I know how they do it,
right.
And I know why they do it. And I know that if anybody else did what they did to Congress, they'd be in jail. They would hold them in contempt and lock them up. I don't know how they can get away with it.
One of the things that I find interesting about your piece is that you don't only talk about how it's happened with Donald Trump, that there's actually a pattern, you say, to them using this power to go after people. And you really highlighted a number of cases in your piece that I was not all that familiar with. And being someone who is typically right of center, I never shed a tear at all that Rod Blagojevich went to jail. But when I understood the details of the accusations against him in your piece, I was like, well, wait a second. That doesn't seem right at all. Explain what happened in some of these cases.
Well, listen, Kevin, you have the incidents that I mentioned. I left out one substantial one. That was Ted Stevens, a United States senator, in which they prosecuted him, and the Justice Department themselves had to go back to a federal judge in that case and tell him to overturn the conviction. And as a result, there was actually an FBI agent that committed suicide because they were involved in wrongdoing and going after these guys. And my purpose behind the piece is that our politicians today, be they Republican or Democrats, they're using the United States Justice Department and the FBI as a tool to go after their adversaries and their opponents and to go after people that's associated with them, people that work for them. We saw that in Scooter Libby, Vice President Cheney's chief of staff. Mike Flynn, the only reason Mike Flynn was prosecuted is because he was associated with Donald Trump. Otherwise, right. That would have never came to fruition. These guys now use the Justice Department as a political tool to destroy people. And selective and political prosecutions are wrong. They shouldn't be happening. The Attorney General should be on top of this stuff. The Office of the Inspector General should be looking at this. The Office of Professional Responsibility for Justice and the FBI should be on top of this. This stuff's got to stop. They can't do this.
Well, and when you're talking about, in your piece, Bernie, about this pattern, and then we take a look at what was happening prior to the election, and then we see how selectively the Russia collusion investigation supposedly has proceeded, and we see some questionable just questions about the other side that doesn't seem to have anything being looked into. Now, that may be changing shortly. But you do seem that you've used the word selective several times in our time together tonight. That is exactly the problem with it. It's not a blind look at justice. It's picking and choosing winners and losers, and that's not what justice is about.
That's exactly right. It's not justice. This is selective and political prosecutions that's used to promote prosecutors and or annihilate opposition or adversaries of political opponents.
Right.
What they're doing to the president and his family is atrocious. You know,
Bernie, hold that thought, because what I want to do is come back from this break and pick up with you not only on what you were just going to expound on there with what's going on against the president, but I also want to get some thoughts from you on how to fix this. You give some of those in your piece, and I'm going to link that up on, I've already linked it up on the social media. And I forgot that a bunch of Bernie's story is contained in his book. You want to get this, From Jailer to Jailed, My Journey from Correction to Police Commissioner to Inmate. And this will give you some greater insight into what Bernie's talking about as well. But we're live in New York. It's Saturday night. NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik with us. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A beautiful shot of the lower Manhattan skyline, the World Trade Freedom Tower. And, of course, we're so glad to have you with us on Saturday nights. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. And Bernie Carrick joining us, the former commissioner of the NYPD on 9/11, had a very harrowing experience there. And then a great pride to New York, served the administration to be a national security advisor in multiple Middle Eastern countries and helped advise the president. president on how to proceed in the post 9/11 era. In fact, one of the things that really gets you going, Bernie, is when we talk about cities like San Francisco who have pulled out of the Joint Task Force and some of the silliness, ridiculousness that they are expressing just to kind of stab Trump in the eye. But they're really weakening the country, and we know how much you care about that. I want to speak to the piece that you have in Newsmax, because you talk about the phony political, self-serving, very subjective investigations that they have picked to do. This is what President Trump was campaigning about when he said the swamp, the deep state, the people that are entrenched and the ones that are using their offices for political purposes. But did it not get worse? I mean, it may have been like this for some time, but did it not get worse under the last 8 years of President Obama, where we actually saw whole categories and agencies and offices of the federal government weaponized against free citizens of our nation, basically?
Listen, Kevin, I have to tell you, if somebody told me 10 years ago that we would see a conspiracy at the highest levels of the FBI and Justice Department to interfere with the presidential election and then basically an attempt to overthrow the president, I would have said that was completely bizarre and insane. But the reality is, here we are living that insanity. And we saw it. We saw the diminishment, if you will, or the squashing of the Hillary Clinton criminal conduct. You know, I listened to that press conference. Jim Comey gave that press conference. Of all the findings that the FBI found that they intentionally didn't put before a grand jury, I might add.
Right.
But all these findings, anybody that's been in my shoes that watched that press conference would have bet 100% she was going to be indicted. And for him to say no reasonable prosecutor would have charged her is completely laughable. And I think it's bizarre. And then you turn the corner, and now you have a special prosecutor or a special counsel appointed by justice, the same colleagues and cohorts of Jim Comey and Eric Holder and all these guys, the same crew appoints a special counsel who's now looking at the president of the United States for Russian collusion, which in itself is stupid, and it's bizarre in itself. But at the end of the day, this whole thing is selective and political, and all those people I mentioned in the piece that have gone through this, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And I just want to touch on one thing. Rod Blagojevich was the governor of Illinois. They locked this guy up on conspiracy to sell the seat, the political seat of Senator Obama at the time.
Right.
And it was for his personal gain or professional gain or political gain. He got nothing. All he did was talk about it. We sent an American citizen to prison for 14 years for talking about something he didn't do. For politicking, something that goes on in Washington every single day. 14 years in prison. But we take a guy that has 30 stolen handguns and we put him in prison for 8. We take a guy that wants to go on jihad and mass murder American people, a terrorist, we send him to prison for 15. We sent Rod Blagojevich to prison for 14 years. For talking about politics. It's nuts.
Bernie, just yesterday, the verdict came down in the one count that the court allowed to stand in the case of the shooter of Kate Steinle in San Francisco. And he gave him time served. And here's the girl that's never going to go home to see her dad again. And he's an illegal alien that's been deported 5 times and shouldn't even be in the country. I mean,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. It's astounding.
His prosecution was political, and his sentence was complete insanity.
Yeah.
And nobody says a word about it. They just let it go.
Bernie's piece is titled DOJ's Biased Prosecutions Must Stop, and it's posted at Newsmax.com. You can also find it on my social media. My Twitter and Facebook feeds have had it up all day. That's where you can go see it and read it. And then get involved. Start speaking out. Let people know. Let your Congress people know. And I'm glad Devin Nunez DOJ and FBI to give him what he needs. It's about doggone time, and I'm hoping that Jeff Sessions can clear some stuff up over there. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but that'll be another conversation for another time, Bernie. Commissioner, thank you for your time tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
It's Kevin McCullough live from New York. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So glad glad you're with us live from New York. It's a very busy evening, and we are grateful to have you with us wherever you're at and whatever you're doing. Thank you for starting the new year. Thank you to Commissioner Carrick for being with us. Coming up at the top of the hour, Georgie Borman of TheFederalist.com will be joining us. Lots of things to get through with her. That tricky subject called net neutrality, she's got some opinions about that. You will not believe the story about the NASCAR driver Lewis Hamilton and what he said to his nephew, and then the excoriation he got for it from the politically correct corners of the universe. And on top of that, we're also going to talk a little football. It is wild card weekend, after all. But Georgie Borman has written about all those things in recent days, and we are looking forward to having her back with us to start the year. I really wanted her voice to be part of that All-Star Gala that we put together for you last week. It was our year in review. Did you enjoy that? Leslie Stahl, Mary Catherine Hamm, Kristen B. Tate, a number of others, Kelsey Harkness, Bree Payton, all part of the lineup. If you missed it and you wanted to get it, you can go to TheBingeThinker.com and get the click through to the podcast. You can see the video podcast. You can also download the audio podcast all through TheBingeThinker.com. If you're a SoundCloud member, you can just like the Kevin McCullough Radio page, and that'll take it to you there as well. Now, I got a number of other stories I want to get to before we get to Georgie, but I want to say thank you to a very big sponsor who's coming back with us in 2018, and it is Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital has helped more of my listeners understand the importance of being ready for when a correction comes in the economy, and there is one coming. I firmly believe that the stock market's not going to stay at the rate that it is now forever. But what happens when it does? Well, if you're diversified, then you're protected. If not, you're just out of luck. But Landmark Capital spends its time and energy every day helping people understand. And they have made a very generous offer. Now, Nick, on the screen, put up the St. Gaudens coin. St. Gaudens was a coin that was commissioned by the U.S. Mint in the early 1900s because our gold coins were kind of ugly, and they didn't really like them. And so people were saying, we need to have a better-looking coin. So this one was commissioned, and it is just beautiful. As you can see, if you're watching on Biz TV, it's a one-ounce, $20 gold piece. And that one-ounce gold piece that you're seeing on the screen, we are going to give away the weekend of March the 31st. So the weekend closest to that, whether it's April 1st or whatever. But you cannot win this gold piece if you are not registered to win. And here's how you register to win. It's very simple. You go to my radio station flagship here in New York. You go to their website and you click on the gold coin and you fill out the form. It's am970theanswer.com. That's the station I'm heard on here in New York, Monday through Friday and in drive time. And if you go to their website and you click on am970theanswer.com and you click on the gold coin, you fill out the information, it's just your name, address, all that mess, then we draw the winner on March the 31st or thereabouts, as close to it as possible, and we announce it on my shows. So you have a chance to win a $1,400 gold coin. Put that up one more time, Nick. It is the beautiful, officially commissioned St. Gaudens coin. It is a full 1 ounce of pure gold. It and this is the interesting thing about the one ounce $20 gold piece. A number of years ago, I was learning about the value of metals. And a gold dealer came up to me and he goes, did you know that in the late 1800s, if you had a $20 gold piece and a $20 bill, they were the same equality. You could go into the finest haberdashery in Manhattan. You could put a $20 bill down and buy the best suit in New York City. You could do the same thing with a $20 gold piece. Now, since they took the dollar off the gold standard, so the dollar is no longer backed by gold in the U.S. Don't ask me what it is backed by. Not sure we know. But since they took it off the gold standard, the finest men's suit in New York City and the gold piece have both retained their value. So you could take a $20 one-ounce gold piece into a men's haberdashery and buy a really nice men's suit, $1,400 suit. You can't do that with the $20 bill anymore. And that's the value of metals and how they hold their value and they help and they hedge protect your portfolio, et cetera, as you go along. So Landmark Capital said, hey, Kev, it's a new year. Let's do a giveaway. Let's give away a $20 one-ounce gold piece. It's a $1,400 coin as of market prices today. It could be more by the time we get to April 1st. Could be a little bit less. I don't think it's going to go down. I think the gold's going to have a really good year this year. But you can't win if you don't register, so you have to go register. And do that at my flagship radio station's website in New York City, am970theanswer.com, am970theanswer.com. You can also listen to me there. Monday through Fridays, 5 p.m. Eastern. If you want to listen to my weekday show, it's really easy to catch me there as well. So I hope that you will. All right, am970theanswer.com. That's my station here in New York. All right, so there's this really interesting story that crossed my desk earlier this week, and I can't for the life of me figure out what I'm supposed to think about this. You know that the people in California are a little bit nuts, right? Are we all in agreement? Okay. And my apologies to my faithful Biz TV viewers in Los Angeles and my listeners in Riverside and all the great California outlets that carry us on Saturday nights. But you've got some crazy people, particularly in the north of your state. I know that you already know that about the people that are running your state. But did you see this story in Business Insider? There are people in San Francisco and in other northern regions that founded a company called Live Water, which sells this. Get this. It sells unfiltered and untreated water in glass containers. And they want customers to believe that tap water is just too dead for them. The founder of this company, Mukand Singh, told the New York Times that those who drink the regulated H2O that comes out of the kitchen taps, public water fountains, garden hoses, are drinking toilet water with birth control drugs in them. In San Francisco, his idea has gathered quite a following. The water is regularly sold in grocery stores, and people are spending more than $1 per glass to drink water that has never been treated. The company warns consumers on its site, consult your health care provider before making a decision to switch your drinking water source. But food safety experts tell Business Insider it's a terrible idea to drink unfiltered and untreated water. Now, I'm just curious. Would you dare do this? 888-340-3373. I'm dying to know if I can get even one person that would agree to drink unfiltered, untreated water regularly as part of their regular routine. 888-340-3373. Coming to you live from beautiful New York City tonight. Stay with us.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live from New York, coming up at the top of the hour. Georgie Borman will be back with us from the Federalist in the Ladies Lounge tonight. We got lots of fun things to talk about with her. But I'm kind of stuck on this story, and I didn't get to talk about it during the week, and I really wanted to, and it's driving me nuts. Because when you say the obvious, like, isn't this dangerous? Then there are, you know, smart people, people that are supposed to be smarter than you, that get all like, well, what do you know? You're not a scientist, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so, and they say that the water system in America is so horrible and so bad. Okay, so it's not perfect. The 2009 New York Times investigation found that there is arsenic in the water in some parts of Texas, Arizona, Nevada. But American drinking water does pretty well when stacked up against other countries where citizens might drink from less than ideally filtered sources. The WHO, the World Health Organization, says dirty drinking water kills 500,000 people every year, and at least 2 billion use drinking water as sources contaminated with feces. So again, what are we talking about here in San Francisco? This company that has said we're gonna sell you bottled water that has not been treated or filtered. Now, I don't know where their sources are, but if they are anywhere near San Francisco, you know that San Francisco is that city that encourages public urination and defecation, right? So God only knows where that's happening and what sources that enters. So I don't know. I mean, guzzling from fresh mountain streams, is that the answer? I don't know. It seems odd to me because we've spent so many years since the days of the, you know, caveman trying to come up with ways to preserve life. And we've done an amazing job at it. Pasteurization, the ability to purify things, the ability to filter water. What's wrong with filtering water? Like, you don't want additives into it. Okay, I understand. But what's wrong with taking the bad stuff out? I don't know. It just seemed odd. Was there anybody here? Did any of the staff said they would do it? I'm not willing to do it. I couldn't find anybody that was willing to do it. They're willing to spend upwards of $60 for a 2.5-gallon glass jug of fresh, live spring water every month. Just how live and exactly what that live stuff does inside of you, I don't want to know. Just don't send it my way. And I won't be coming over for dinner anytime to your house. Unless I can boil some before it goes in me. Okay, so we've got a lot to get to in the next hour. And I've got another number of news stories that I'd love to take your opinion on. 888-340-3373. But net neutrality, it's something that's kind of difficult to understand, but it got reversed this last week. And I think that's a good thing. We also have a couple of other amazing topics to discuss with the very funny and very dry Georgie Borman, who will join us for the Ladies Lounge coming up at the top of the hour. Big thanks to Mike Lindell and MyPillow for making tonight possible. 800-506-2641. The buy one, get one free pillow offer is still in effect. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. We continue live from the greatest city on planet Earth, New York, when we return.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.